This is Judy Henshaw talking to Brian Rhee, 23rd of September 2014. Hello, Brian. You used to live at Foxhall Farm. Tell me, was it F-O-X or V-A-U-X?
Well, we always spelt it F-O-X, but originally it was Vauxhall Cottage. And the house was converted, I believe, because it was part of the Whitley Court estate. I couldn't tell you the date, but it was converted to a big square house, whereas it was two gable ends. If you look at it from the back, it's two gable ends. At the front, it's a Georgian appearance. Of course, I was the youngest of the group of John and the two Johns. I was born in 1938, and we went to school together in Great Whitley. That's my first time we met together.
Who was your headmaster when you were at Whitley School?
Was Ford. Yeah. But Miss Winnell was the infants teacher.
Violet Winnell. Did you like Mr. Ford, or the Gaffer as he was known?
Yeah, he was obviously he was very abrupt, wasn't he? I think everybody was in fear of him. You know, he's quite usual with a cane. So, you know, I think he kept us all in order. And I can remember also his wife used to keep us in order at dinner time, well, at lunchtime, so as I say. Well, we used to have cooked meals then. They were delivered to the school. I think the man was Simmons. He used to come with his van and deliver hot meals. And Gaffer Ford's wife, and I can't remember what her name was at the moment, but she used to keep us well in order.
Did you pass the 11 plus?
Yes, I passed the 11 plus. Also, my brother passed. He was a year older than me. He was in the same year as John 40. And we all went to Hartlebury Grammar School. John Taylor, I believe, he was ill when we took the 11 plus. And I remember going to Kidderminster Grammar School to take the 11 plus with him. I'd already taken it once, and I took it again with him. And leaving school now, I can remember in the winters, we used to go sledging. And one of the slopes we went on was on Walsgrove Hill, and it was quite steep. And because we lived, well, I lived out of the village, at least a mile away, we were the last house in Great Whitley on the Stairport Road. And I used to tow my sledge up behind the bike, and we used to have great fun sledging down Walsgrove Hill. Another memory I have of Walsgrove is we used to go camping. We did a lot of camping. Although we were in the Scouts, we didn't actually were with the Scouts when we went camping. Several places we used to go. And one place we camped, now there is a bungalow built there, and a friend of mine lived there for years, who now lives in Mallorca. But we used to camp there. We used to do a bit of scrumping. And if you want, you know what scrumping means.
Oh, yes.
But we weren't scrumping apples. We used to scrump grapes. Because this is something we've probably... Whether I'm going to get into trouble for saying this, but it was part of the Aberley Hall School Gardens. And they had a great big greenhouse there. And we used to sneak off in the evening and have a nice feast of grapes. Well, one of my earliest memories was going back towards the end of the war, because my father was farming, and a lot of the German prisoners were sent out to work on farms. And we had three German prisoners, and they were, imprisoned, or they were ensconced in Menith Wood. And they used to come down every morning and work. And I can remember their names now. The one was Peter, and the one was Ricardo, and the other one, believe it or not, his name was Adolf. And they were really, really good workers. And I remember we had a yew tree or a fir tree in the garden, and I was climbing this fir tree one day and I fell out of it and I landed on my head. And Peter picked me up and carried me into the house. And we used to treat them quite well. We used to give them a meal at lunchtime. And believe it or not, at Christmas, my father went to Menith Wood and he brought two of these prisoners, Adolf and Peter, home, and they had Christmas dinner with us. And it was a tradition then to put silver sixpence or threepenny bits in the Christmas pudding. And I can remember one of the prisoners, I don't know which one it was, had a silver threepenny bit and he thought it was wonderful. I remember a American army convoy coming up the road, and my brother and I ran down to the bottom of the fields, and they stopped. And this is the first time I saw a coloured gentleman, a black American GI, and he threw us a skipping rope, and that is one of the earliest memories I have. Now, we were talking earlier on about an event that took part at Easter time. It was Red Marley Hill Climb, which is a motorcycle hill climb, two motorbikes going up the hill, trying to beat each other. And in the middle of the hill is what we called the Pimple. And it was virtually 45 degrees. Of course, they had to take this at speed, and they would take off and land, and sometimes they didn't land correctly, and they would either somersault or come back over themselves. It was quite a spectacle, and they used to get thousands of people there. They used to run buses from Stourport, Midland Red Bus then, but of course we locals, we used to try and weigh in without paying, because my father farmed about a mile down the road from the hill climb, but at that time the hillside right up to the Red Marley was part of our farm. It was a wooded area. It stretched from the Red Marley hill climb to Shaver's End's Quarry. And so we used to, the wooded area of our farm, in fact, stretched from the Red Marley hill climb to Shaver's End Quarry. At that time, we were only tenants. And eventually, when we bought the farm, the wooded area was sold off. But anyway, we used to use that as an excuse to walk through the wood and enter the Red Marley Hill Climb at the Pimple. The other sporting activity was the Shelsley Walsh Hill Climb, and we used to cycle there every year to see, which was a motor car event. A speed trial, in fact. Each car went up separately, and it was just a typical hill climb, I suppose you'd call it. One of the most famous drivers was Raymond Mays, who used to drive an ERA. That's about the only one I can remember at the moment.